Oh, the audience know I do, bro. But they didn't know Mr. Meat Man be doing that too. That's,
you know. So now I'm Mr. Meat Man.
Mr. Meat Man? Hey, I might switch out one of them nicknames, homie. I ain't gonna.
Don't call me Mr. Meat Man. I swear to God.
AKA D Smalls. AKA Mr. Meat Man.
I do not need that name in the streets following me.
Welcome to another episode of the Insta Show podcast. As always, I'm here. Well, first of all, my name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Ballard, a.k.a. Baby Honest, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Girl in Front of Your Face. We're still working on that. We're still working on that. But I'm here, as always, with my good buddies in real life. First, Jesse Pink.
What's up, y'all?
A.k.a. Dolomite P, a.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Next, Derek Small.
Hi, guys. I had to make it awkward. You know, it felt too on par. I just had to break up the flow a little bit, make it awkward. You know me.
AKA D Smalls, AKA Anthony Mackie Jr., AKA damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to Drake for the intro music, Peyton for being Peyton, D Will for everything else behind the scenes. We appreciate you. Before we go any further, Jesse, how many stars do we need people to give us?
Oh, that's simple, man. It's five stars, five stars, five stars, five stars, five stars.
Five stars.
If you give me anything otherwise, you're a fucking hater.
You a hater, bro. Stop doing hater, that. That shit not cool, man. That's 2021. Stop hating. Goddamn.
Come on.
Anyways, gentlemen, how are we doing today?
I'm good, bro. Just chilling right now.
Speaking of haters in real life, my own friend, colleague.
How did I know this was going to be the first thing?
This is how we go, man. You know, we ain't nothing safe.
Niggas can't even clap for you when you are accomplished something, when you are proud of something.
Right, there you go, bro. There you go.
You know, it's just your own circle.
Let me see your heart, too. Hold on. Love you, pal.
Jesse, I'm gonna drive up to Michigan State, and we gonna trade hands. That's what we gonna do.
Oh no!
With the shock emoji. Hey, you a menace.
See, that's why I don't believe you that you said that you didn't see the personal record that I put in the group chat today. I feel like you saw it and just like, man. Anyways.
Boy, I just saw that Derek said, hey, y'all, I just put in a group chat, are we still recording at our same time? Derek said, yeah, that still works. You said 15 minutes past the hour. I said, all right, cool. And I went straight to cooking. I was hungry.
I said, I sent the video before that. That's how
I was asleep. I was asleep, man.
I don't believe you.
I was asleep, man.
I don't believe you.
All right.
Evan would have done that to me.
We support you, Josh.
No, you don't. You don't get to say nothing.
Sir. The BLT King can't say nothing, bro.
Nah, he can't say nothing. Especially because it revolves the gym. Nah.
Hey, bro, you have to put them BLTs down. You have to tell them what it is. You gonna have to tell them what it is, bro.
Niggas lift 315. They think they a superhero now. Okay.
Can you?
Let's not talk about what I can do. We're talking about
can you. Right okay.
Now.
Okay.
We're talking about
okay.
You right now.
I probably can't lift 315, but if it's your girl, probably. There's more motivation behind it.
You can drop weight. You can't drop a woman.
Hold on now. Wait a minute. It depends. How do we mean drop?
Like if you try to lift her up and you just drop her, that's kind of rude. I mean.
Maybe. Hold on.
Unless she has like a pain kink.
Exactly. And if we're.
I respect that.
It also depends. Like, are we ducky winding? Because when you see those videos, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody know what
Jesse
I'm
just going to be in the club Batista bombing motherfuckers.
And they be at them parties Batista bombing, bro. You know, she might like
off
it like
the top
that.
Rope.
off the Rude boy off the top rope. Dive in that boom boom.
Shorty gonna be whining and shit. And just, oh, Jesse with the claymore. Like, bro, what? Like, what's to you? But anyways. So yes, that's how my day started, with hate from within my own, within my own friend group.
I was over here making grits, man. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's all love over here. And since I'm talking about grits, you know, my day so far has became really lovely. It really has. How's yours been, Derek? We're just going to drive past this.
Hey, man, this is pretty much the start of my day. You know, my sleep schedule was trash. So I woke up at like 10:30.
Is there really any proper time to wake up on a weekend?
According to Josh, you should wake up by like 9, but that's not how my body works.
I didn't say that.
You be telling me to wake up early. You be like, bro, you sleep in every day. I'm like, bro, because I need rest.
Because you also go to sleep at like 2 in the morning.
That is true.
And I'm getting my 8 hours by waking up at 11. No. That's how the math works. That's how math works. I go to sleep at 2. I wake up at 11.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yeah, no. My Sunday's been pretty good, man. Just chilling.
What's the perfect Sunday?
That's a good question.
I feel like you have to order in breakfast, or if you just have the stuff at home, you can of course make it yourself. But really, it starts off with a good breakfast, I would think.
No, all right. Since you're going there, what's your perfect Sunday? What time you get up? What you make for your breakfast? Oh, and let me throw this in too. What season also makes your perfect Sunday?
Probably fall, like what we're in right now. Definitely bad fall. Boy shit. And then obviously like a good breakfast and stuff. And then
what's the breakfast, nigga? Like, give me the details. We need the receipts.
Well, you know, I'm a ambassador for Arby's, so you know, we need the meat. So, you know, you gotta have bacon,
breakfast, you know,
sausage. Breakfast BLT.
So you just wake up in the morning eating meat, nigga? That's wild.
You know what? This is why I didn't want to answer the question.
No judgment over here, bro. That's the first thing you do. You don't brush your teeth, it's just meat.
You didn't even let me finish.
Homeboy. Nah, player. You went straight to the meat.
This nigga said eggs, bacon, grits, sausage.
You need an entree. Like, bacon.
The meat.
Bacon, sausage, probably egg, and probably some hash browns.
What's up?
Don't know if you need potatoes with all that other stuff, so I probably not make potatoes. But yeah, that, and then if it's some sports, you know, fall usually has a lot of sports going on, so you know, watching a game or something.
Yeah. You and your diaper Danny bag, I feel you.
Now, there's no good college basketball games on today. It's mostly NFL.
Yeah,
you could have just stopped that sentence at good college basketball game.
Hey, good man. College.
There have been some pretty good games so far, so I stand by my statement.
Yeah. Sure, man. Theoretically. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the evening, bro? How's the evening? How's the evening into you winding down?
Honestly, bro, the perfect Sunday for me would just be a relaxing Sunday where I'm not doing too much. So, like, movies, watching something on HBO Max, maybe a TV show. Really just chilling, bro. Not having to do too much. And then what would make the Sunday even better is if I don't have to work on Monday.
Ah, man.
That would make it even better.
Right. Yeah. Derek be tucked into the couch watching TV.
That boy be watching Insecure.
I'd be on my clickbait. My clickbait bag.
Boy be watching Insecure. Just like
a glass of rosé.
A glass of rosé. He just got through taking a bubble bath, bro. He fancy.
Now we all know that's you. You trying to deflect on me like you don't be taking bubble bath.
Oh, the audience know I do, bro. But they didn't know Mr. Meat Man be doing that too. That's, you know.
So now I'm Mr. Meat Man.
Mr. Meat Man? Hey, I might switch out one of them nicknames, homie. I ain't going.
Don't call me Mr. Meat Man. I swear to God.
AKA D Small. AKA Mr. Meat Man.
I do not need that name in the streets following me. Not
at all. What is like the spring or summer and you start dancing, we could just say Dougie D, but like right now it's Meat Man.
Summertime Derek is definitely Dougie
Summertime D. Derek is a vibe,
if
y'all.
You've never seen me in my Dougie D bag,
Dougie D, you're missing out. Crazy.
I'd be going crazy.
Yeah. What about you?
Back when we weren't in a pandemic.
Mr. Meat Man, I like that. I ain't gonna approach.
Jesse, look what
in the building.
Look what you started, Jesse.
Meat Man.
Big, hey, everybody that want to see this podcast, drop an M in the chat. Drop all the M's in the chat. Meats. He got
off. It's fine. You gotta bulk anyways. You might as well. You know, love it, my nigga.
Whatever.
What's your perfect Sunday, Josh?
Oh man. Wake up, go lift, come back, bacon and pancakes for breakfast, shower, watch some football, just kind of chill for the afternoon. Dinner is like a nice, like a roasted chicken type dinner, like, you know, that sort of thing. Maybe it's one of those Sundays that there's like a wrestling pay-per-view on. You get like that something, because you know if it's not my team, I really don't care about Sunday night football, unless there's like people around, and then like we'll have it on. Like, you know, when we used to have the family dinners at Mizzou, it'll be on, but it's not something like, oh, I have to watch the game. But yeah, that sort of thing, and then a face mask before you go to sleep.
What time are you in the bed? Like 10, 11 at the latest.
Yeah, 11 at the latest. Yeah. You know, you work the next day. I mean, if it's one of those days you ain't got work, then it don't really matter. But like, yeah, right. Probably like 11 at the latest.
I feel that.
That's a full day, bro.
That's a full day. That's a full organized day. That's a nice day right there. That's a Sunday for real. And what? So I know like that's a perfect Sunday. So what season would that be like? This is peak best Sundays. These are like best Sundays.
Well, if it's football on, it has to be fall. But like,
be fall. Yeah.
But like, if it's spring, then replace watching, you know, a football game with watching the Sunday NBA, you know, game of the week or whatever. You know
got what that mean? Jazz music in the background.
You hear that? Professional basketball, Derek. Professional.
Technically, yeah. The college players are on their way to becoming professional. So.
And are all of them going to be professionals?
Yeah.
Like 60 of them, give or take.
No. No.
We have some stand-up.
Because you got to remember the international kids that are coming over. Hey, Muggs overseas be hooping. Right? Like,
right.
Well, all I know is that the star player of my team in college is going professional. That's all that.
Also, since we talk about the NBA, y'all saw that Jokic shit with Marcus Morris. I don't remember which Morris.
I think it's Marquise,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. And then Jokic Brothers made a Twitter account and said, you want to leave this where it's at? And signed it as the Jokic Brothers? Yeah, leave them alone, bro.
Hey, dog. When they play that game in like a week or whatever, they can't let the Jokic Brothers in the arena. Like, it just can't happen.
They're gonna sit like in a box in the skyboxes. They gonna
Jesse,
be like,
they can't let them in the arena, period, dog. It can't happen.
Nah, bro. They gonna be sitting right there, like, hey, you want this to go now? What's up?
Yeah, that's one of those instances. Like, me and Josh always joke, like, whenever we like are listening to like drug rap, like we going somewhere, it's like, oh, I believe him. I believe the Jokic brothers could do some damage to somebody.
Bro, they Eastern Europeans, like, bro. Ain't no telling what they see like, in like, life.
I don't know for sure if that mob thing is like a rumor or if it's true, but if I'm more inclined to believe that it's true that
they lived in a war-torn country, which is, you know, not comparing that to inner city violence or anything of that nature, but
that shit, no. No, it's worse. That shit is worse.
Yeah.
They had a civil war. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, nah, bro.
Yeah. I just didn't want to go down that route.
No, because like,
you know, it's like comparing apples to oranges. But when you're talking about a particular, because it's just like, you're talking about like, you know, different type of scenarios in which people are disenfranchised. So you're going through any type of like, any type of systematic disparities, right? But with the Jokic brothers, though, you know, like I remember Nikola said that what they did for fun was that they put him, because he was the youngest, they made him like stand next to a wall, and his two other brothers just threw knives at him. Just to pass the time.
Speaking of that, the only person that Nikola was like, there's only one person I fear, and that's my older brother. He's like, I don't fear any other. Like, dog, like, no. That's not.
Have you seen the video and like, the crazy part is, of his older brother?
The crazy part is he's just
tattooed up.
He's taller than both of them. That's the wild part too. Like he's bigger and taller, but he fears them
because they're Serbians. It doesn't matter. Like,
don't matter, bro. They're different.
Like
that's even. To me, that's even wild in itself. Like you're technically like the taller, bigger person, but you're like, nope. I don't want any smoke with that guy.
I don't want no smoke.
Like, nope.
That goes to show. Sometimes it don't matter if you're the bigger and the taller one. You don't know what that is. It's like, bro, you're like 2 feet over him. It's like, nah, bro, you don't understand. You don't understand what he did to me growing up.
You don't understand the things I've seen him do to other people, right? Like, we can't talk about that over here. And that was just a Tuesday for him, my boy. No.
It's a Tuesday for him.
No. That's anyways.
Tuesday.
Jesse, what's your perfect Sunday?
Man, we're not talking about war-torn countries, man. I'm just chilling. man, let's see.
Making grits from scratch.
Man, making grits
with some goat meat.
Some chicken 65. For dinner. You know, some random stuff.
With Brazilian nuts from Brazil, like what? Like
I had to go out and get the milk myself. I got it from, you know, my cow. This is like
I killed the goat after I milked it. Like
it's like okay. What?
Oh, I'm getting cooked. I'm getting cooked right now. Damn. Well, we gonna skip over what I have for breakfast. Yikes!
What did you have for breakfast then?
It depends. I ain't gonna hold you, man. That's a dice game with me. It depends on what we doing that Sunday. Cause like there's some Sundays where like, first of all, on the weekends, like Sundays, I don't go to the gym at all. That is my time to rest. I work out like 2 or 3 times a day per week, like on Monday through Friday. So I'm like, my body needs to rest. So Sundays, I just don't do anything workout related. Now it depends. I might get up early. If I get up early, then like let's say 6 o'clock, there's some yoga, there's some stretching, mindful meditation, and journaling that's happening, right? And then from there, I go into breakfast. And the breakfast might be light. Like the breakfast might be like some oatmeal. Y'all can keep laughing. I'm gonna just keep going through this. It might be like some oatmeal, like some like quick oatmeal.
Oatmeal is light?
No, like it's a light oatmeal. Like, cause like I don't feel it, like I'm gonna stuff it up. So it might be like just maybe some oatmeal, granola, and maybe like a banana or so, like something like that. That's what I mean by it's a light breakfast, like in that nature. For me, that's really light. It also depends on like how thick you're making your oatmeal too. So some people make it thick, but I don't. I will do that, probably either end up doing some work, maybe like doing some data analysis, have the game on. Football season, so probably watch the football. Then after that, you know, just chilling, watch some highlights from the fights. And then, cause I don't really chill like on a Sunday, like I don't really be eating lunch like that because I don't have an early dinner. So, like, my early dinner again, it depends on what I make. Sometimes it might be a sandwich, other times it might be some rice and veggies, you know, it might be something like that. And that's the fall. Typically, if it's like the spring or the summer, I'm up early as hell. I'm out going for a run. I come back home, I shower. I might go out and grab a brunch, you know? Grab a brunch or mimosa. Or
something. There we go.
Be drunk by 11, you know? Be drunk by 11, you know, chill out, relax, wake up, maybe make swordfish for dinner. We don't know. It really depends. So that's how it is. Like, they be dice games. Like, today, I got up at 10 something, got up, made breakfast. Now we shooting this dope-ass podcast, the best podcast to usher into 2020. Give us a 5-star. You give us 5 stars. You're a hater. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at jokes_podcast. Make sure you like the YouTube page at It's Just Jokes Podcast. Again, 5 stars, 5 stars, 5 stars. You don't like the 5 stars, you're a hater. Yes, this is a shameless plug. And what I like to do also on Sunday is bet on my number ones.
I actually think that the YouTube is jokes_podcast. I think we're real strong with the branding up here.
Yeah, we're really strong on the branding. And if we're not recording, like on this Sunday, I like to tune in with my number one sports betting app. Beep, beep. It's a morning break.
Man's about to get us flagged.
Jesus. That's a sly reference. I want that Jenkins and Jones money. Mike.
Hey, speaking of Jenkins and Jones, who would be y'all like? If you had one guest that you could bring onto the podcast, it doesn't even have to be a podcaster. If you could bring one person onto the podcast for like an hour, who would it be?
And you always ask them the like thought-provoking
question. I got a list, bro. From that's any podcast? Question.
Hold on.
Any person, period.
He said any person, period.
It doesn't just have to be somebody on it. Like, if you want to do, like, a podcast crossover, that's cool. But if it could be anybody, who would you bring on?
All right, I'm going to just go ahead and say it since we already been saying it. I need Dragonfly Jones. I need LaDretta Jenkins. And, nice. You know, I need Mike Garabasio. I need Gardy B, you know? I need Gardy B.
You just want to bring the whole...
I want that FanDuel sponsorship. hey, this is going to cut the promo. No, put the camera on me real quick. Jenkins and Jones podcast. Get in, please. Let's make something happen. You know, it's just three inner city youth kids, you know, talk about sports, talk about anything else, you know, in between. Talk about life. We got some good content here. Very problematic free content. You know, let's just make something happen, man. Yes, we do have problematic free content. Don't look at me like that. Cut the promo on this. Let's do it. Let's do it, baby. That also real stuff, though. I also want a homegirl, Janae. I want Janae back on this podcast.
Thanks. Gotta get that third eye back open.
On this podcast, for real.
Gotta get that third eye back open. I feel you. I'm gonna let Derek go next, but I think any one of them would be great on the podcast. I think all of them would be great. But if I had to choose one, it'd definitely be LaJethro. Like that's
you heard that. Y'all heard that, right?
Oh, that's gonna go on the this is going on the social.
We tagged them on the last trailer.
Last time that we actually like did something, anything tangentially related to their podcast, LaJethro like commented, it's like, oh, y'all funny as hell. So like working.
We will do this every other podcast. The third
be of like,
every
hey, podcast. Hey, big bro. It's week 17, my nigga.
We just gonna randomly drop it in out of nowhere. We're just gonna be at a point in time of like, yeah. And that's why I think inner city youth needs really educational relief. You know, speaking of relief, hey, Jenkins and Jones, you know, we will really
weak.
Yeah, Derek, it's on you, nigga.
So yeah, I think it's kind of a toss-up between these two people, but kind of for the same reason. I was trying to think of like probably an athlete or like an entrepreneur, things like that. But as I was scrolling through Twitter, this person popped up and I was like, oh yeah, he'd be dope to have on here. Like either Kev on Stage or like Patrick Cloud from ADD. Both of them are hella dope, you know, content creators. And yeah, they're for Black people, right? And it ain't the type of thing where they're like, oh, I'm trying to like do this for like a mass audience, but like they really try to tailor their content, you know, for people that look like them. So I would just want to...
authentic, man. They're so authentic.
Authentic, right?
We've been watching them since Roast Me. We've been watching them since Great Taste. We've been some man, world.
Hey, listen, hey, listen, bro. The Great Taste series
is one of the best
pieces of internet content, period. Ever. And that's even before you even get to roast me.
Oh my
roast
God.
Me. But see, Roast Me had a rough start. Like season one and two were, like there's some gems in season two. Yo, season three.
Once they moved to like the full level.
To the classroom. Yeah. Yes, bro.
That killed it. They was killing it.
So yeah, like bro, both their ideas, like even Kev's like podcast itself with Angel, like that podcast is great. Shout out to
Josh. even going past, like Tony Baker, hilarious.
Yep.
To Tony hear, Baker. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah, like
St. Louis, stand up.
East St. Louis. You got to make that distinction with him. Like yeah, East St. Louis. But no, I just really think they're both really dope, and I would just want to like pick their brain about kind of how they have gotten to the point that they're at, kind of what goes into their creative process, like when they are creating things, what they think will, you know, hit with an audience versus what they think will miss, you know, things like that. And they're just hilarious, right? Like really the whole ADD team, like the original core is hilarious. So like, I would just really want to just kind of kick it with them, but also like chop it up too.
That's the second promo cut. This is a promo episode. Shameless promo episode.
We don't give away half the episode on the fucking socials, man. You're trying to make some shit.
We don't care, bro. It's the third season. It's the hey, we want that FanDuel money. We want the ADD
sponsor. Yo, I want to be up here and reading ads, okay? Like,
I
want to be able to say, like, we're in the middle of a conversation. It's like, yeah, we'll be right back after this quick message. Like, that's the point.
Or I have Jesse, like, sneak in it. And it's like, yeah, man, it is crazy. You know, we really do be trying to save time. And what you could also save is money, thanks to Honey. So if you add and put in jokers on Honey, it's just like, yo. Like no. That'd be killing me about Kev and
Angel.
Here's the thing,
because
Angel bro, just be
Angel
sliding
be
that.
She just be excuse me, lay
jelly. Like,
bro, and Kev's reaction to her doing that is hilarious. Like, she, like he'll be, how did you do that?
Hey, you know who low key would be a great guest on some like real like cool shit? Joshy Guns.
I was just about to say, so like when I was shouting out them two, I was like, shout out to Joshy Gons as well, bro. Like, dude is hella funny too. Like, he don't get as much love because he like he's kind of like on the side with that podcast. But
well, he also just being able to talk music with him and all that kind of stuff, that'd be dope. But yeah, I think for my person, I mean, we already said, you know, I'm gonna send this to LeJethro. I'm telling y'all that right now. I'm sending this to him. Be like, hey, big bro, come on, bro. Come on. I know you just have a kid, but hey, give us 45, bro. That's all we need. But there's two people for various reasons. One would be like Mero from Desus and Mero.
Yes. Hey, why when Derek and y'all was talking about people being slid in, I was going to say, hey, bro, we need Victor. We need Victor.
Hell yeah.
We need
Hell
Victor, yeah. bro. We need
the other person. Victor. The other person. On some like real like he could like fit like some real like actual game. Don't sound weird, Marshawn. If we were to have an hour with Marshawn Lynch on the podcast, like it would be funny and just be like, damn, like Marshawn's a really good dude. Like and how he'd be giving out advice and all that kind of stuff. Like I would love to have Marshawn on this pod.
Dude, Bomani would be cool too. Like just to drop a little gems on how to do it in a business.
Yeah. But money would be cool. I feel like you gotta warm up to money though.
You got to, like, but if you used to like what High Noon or even like when he was
But I'm you know, I'm talking about even just like talking to him just in terms of him, like
Yeah,
I don't wanna say like I'm not trying to say he's pretentious or anything like that, but it's definitely like if you ask the right question, I'm gonna tell you what you wanna hear, but I'm not gonna give it to you unless you ask the right question. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. I see that, yeah.
We got anything else? Oh, the Silk Sonic album. Jesse, I need give us the quick review of the I know you done spun it about 47 times.
Exactly. Look,
it's that out, is,
if Jesse was an album, that would
listen,
be
dog.
Listen. See, I need y'all to see Summertime, Jesse, and just think of like so what Silk Sonic is, that's Jesse in like the summertime. Maybe hey,
bro, even, y'all gotta chill on me, bro.
Maybe even spring, because Jesse be trying to warm up. He'd be in the layup lines like prior to summer. He'd be like,
hell yeah.
Yeah. Let me get my fits ready. Okay. Got the jewelry. Yeah. Okay. What?
He's like, it's 60 degrees. Oh yeah. The shirt unbuttoned.
Unbuttoned. At least three. At least three buttons are
at least.
Nah,
I'm surprised you ain't got no Chelsea boots yet, nigga. Like,
nah, that's not it yet.
The first time we go to brunch in like the summer, he gonna have a pair. I'm speaking this right now.
So. No, you know what's gonna be? He's gonna have to come home and shit. I mean, it was like, oh, pull up to Wingsgiving. This nigga be like, bro, why you got on a turtleneck and some fucking Chelsea boots, my boy? Like, this is a hoodie. This is a sweat attire. Like,
this is just a friend gathering. Like,
we are eating wings. Like.
Yeah. This is my least favorite turtleneck, bro.
Jesse gonna be the type of nigga to wear sunglasses indoors and be like, what? I don't see no problem with it. Like, all right, bro.
No, that album overall is a 10 out of 10. I think it's a 10 out of 10, and I agree with Joy. Shout out to Joy for this one. I agree with her in that tracks like Skate is really good. They just released it too late. Like, the album is really good. It really is. Like, Leave the Door Open still slaps, and it's going to wipe the floor when the Grammy noms, right? But that album really would have slapped harder in summertime. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they had it really packaged and ready to go, like, you know, yeah, they had Leave the Door Open. Like, they milked Leave the Door Open, right? They milked it. But I feel like if they would have dropped that like in peak summer, oh my God, it hands down, that album would have slapped. But just because they released it like in the fall, it's going to pop up in the summer. Like, it's going to pop up.
See, that's the other thing I was thinking, is that like, yeah, they could have, but this is also like, oh, I got the fur coat on type music. You feel me? Like,
they can't do right. So it's not, but like, it's just going to pop up in the summer.
Like toxic wise, it is a summer album, but like feel wise, this is like a, oh yeah, like this is, it's 50 degrees on it. We got sweaters and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
it's really good.
This is very much Buddy Lou music.
I really think,
come home, Buddy Lou. Come home.
Come home, bro. I really think though, like now that what concerts are starting to, we're starting to get more like concerts, or we're starting to get more like festivals. Artists are starting to go back on tour and stuff. This is really gonna pop. Like, this is really gonna show something. Like, you know, in the summer. I think Bruno is making another album. I do think there's one brewing. And if there's not, Anderson .Paak, I need you and I need No Worries Again. I need you and Nas to get back on that, bro. I need another one. I need another one, bro. Because as soon as I heard...
And this, Anderson, you know what? This felt more like a Paak album than it did a Bruno album.
It did. It really did.
And it's so very, like, it's very funk heavy. Like, I like, that's what I really liked about it. It's like, yo, this is like, you can hear bass all up and down the album, all that kind of stuff. Like,
it felt like
an album that was done, like, created around the 70s. Like, because it's very Bootsy Collins, you know, infused and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
But that's why I'm like, yeah, I need you and Nas to get back together. I need y'all to do it. I love the push. I was like, he keeps proving that he's a pimp. He makes pimp music. My man's make pimp music.
And Dolomite P love that shit.
Dolomite P does, exactly. I am okay
pimp
with it.
Pimp Pink. It's like
Mr. Meat Man and Pimp Pink. I got it again.
Bitch, where's my turkey stamp?
Hey, can you baby one too? Add some bacon on that mug.
That sound like Rick Ross. That bitch look astounding.
Oh, excellent.
Another. You know, man's gonna be starting to catch another one.
Niggas be hungry as hell.
Matter of fact, make it a BLT.
Make it a double sandwich.
Oh, God. He said he want double the meat.
Wait. I have to make a comment on this. Arby's, what you're doing right now is egregious. What? Because I have to comment on this before we leave.
Put the camera on him. Speak your piece, Derek. Put the camera on him.
Camera one, focus on me. All right. why the hell did you take away the curly fries for some damn crinkle fries? Who is on the marketing team? I need to know. You took away the one thing people would eat from you, because I'm not eating that lunch meat y'all serve. This ain't that. Why? And then you're selling boneless chicken wings? Like, what is this?
You love boneless chicken wings.
Not from Arby's.
You love boneless. You love the Big Nug.
I will eat Wingstop or something like that.
You love the Big Nug, bro. Don't do it. Nugs and some curly fries. That's all you, baby.
All I'm saying is Arby's.
That might be, hey, bro. That might be the podcast.
Big Nugs and curly fries. There we go.
They need to go back to the original formula. Whoever is changing stuff up, stop it. Stop. It's egregious. It's foul. What you're doing is sick. And it's not what the streets want.
That's not what my stomach want, bro.
Can I just say, before Jesse takes us home, that I really love this new format, because we legitimately, 5 minutes before we came on, had no idea what we were going to talk about. And now we got Derek ranting about Arby's and the Big Nug.
We shouted out 4 damn different podcasts. We shouted out 2 sponsors. We got a shoot on a fast food chain. Man, we did a lot here, man. We did a lot. Mr. Meat Man put his meat down on this one.
If I'm going to have that title, I have to speak up for the people.
He said, not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
Man.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what, baby? I think we're going to sign off on this one now. For Joshua Chapman, Derek Smalls, and myself, Jesse Pink, thank you for listening to the It's Just Joe's podcast. You know, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. Make sure you like, share, and follow all our social media on Facebook, because now we have a Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, YouTube. Shout out to D Wills for everything he does behind the scenes. And shout out to our musical guest, Josh.
JL's here in King Boy. Thank y'all for the outro music. Bye.
Bye.
Mr. Beatman.